Okay, call to order the Lauderdale City Council special meeting, September 11th, 2025. Present is council, Les, Tim Smith, Jason Moran is here, and our city administrator, Teresa Hill.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, can I get approval of the agenda?
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, number three, old business. Teresa, should we go through these one at a time for you?
So if it's okay with you, I'm gonna just do a little bit of so-called background. I've been chatting with a few of the residents that had some concerns about the purchase of the village. And I talked with them, and one of them had requested that maybe I go through some of the information again at this meeting, if that's all right with you, before we proceed on to the resolutions.
Absolutely.
Okay. So one of the questions was, and seems to be the most question, has to do with the services that are being provided by the village currently. So I had spoke with one of the residents and assured them that, you know, the Meals on Wheels would continue to be, have meals served out of there and prepared there. And then the Sunday food shelf distribution would continue. The Santa's Workshop would continue. The community garden would continue. We had discussions about, you know, trying to keep the space available for everyone to use that are currently using it. It's a public facility, that kind of thing. There was a question about the cost, and we had some discussion about the cost of the facility, and then just basically the cost, you know, to do the repairs here of the $670,000 to do the repairs here, along with the sale of the three properties. So that seems to be what I have been hearing, a lot of concerns as far as a lot of it has to do with the services down there. People are concerned that they're gonna go away. I did talk to the individuals and said, you know, take a listen to last meeting's minutes, our audio on the web page, if they were interested in hearing the discussion more in depth. But I did reach out and, you know, had some discussions with them. So I just wanted to kind of talk about that a little bit more. You know, the Meals on Wheels program has always been good to the community. They have an existing lease that would continue with the city to provide that service. It is a revenue generating lease also. So those are just a couple things that I told her that I would, you know, mention during this meeting. So we did talk about the press release, when that was done, and the different avenues that it has been discussed. You know, they had the press release, and then there was a article in the paper that Mr. Schneider put out, and then just did the other discussions at the meetings. You know, just kind of informed them that, you know, at any time the meeting audios are out there if they want to, you know, listen to them before the minutes are available. So out of the discussions that I've had with individuals that have, you know, I've chatted with, that's kind of where that concern seems to be coming. Yep. You know, we also talked about if the village was picked up by a different organization, whether it's a business or whatever, there would be no guarantee that any of those services would continue. So, and there's no way that we could house those services here because we don't have the equipment and facility in order to handle it. So.
Very true. Yeah, I think it's fantastic that we're doing this and that we have the support of the city council and the support of the administration and the city offices, and I just think it's fantastic, and we're very lucky in the position we're in.
And I know at least people that are stopping by the shop daily, once you explain everything to them, they tend to have a much better outlook on things. Because like the gentleman that almost made me late for this meeting, I said, if we wouldn't have bought it, they would have sold it, and there'd be nothing there, potentially.
Yeah. That's what I've been telling. People have talked to me too. Obviously, it's a hot button item right now because they're worried about those facilities. But, you know, I tried to point out to them that they want out, so you would have nothing if the building sat empty.
Yeah.
So right. We're trying to keep it going, and plus it is cost effective if we can sell the other things, and with the price of repairing this.
Yeah, so I just, you know, had talked to the person and said that I would try to, you know, reiterate some of that information from the last meeting, so without going into the whole discussion again. But I'm done.
Okay. Thank you.
And then the question Bill asked was, do we take these one at a time, would you say?
Yep, and Jason will probably have some weigh in on these.
Okay. Yeah, I would suggest that you guys take these one at a time.
Okay, so number three, old business, A, 2025R-026, resolution authorizing purchase agreement of real estate pursuant to contract for deed publication.
Yeah, essentially what we're doing here is we're advancing closer to closing. We've got a closing date of October 1st, and this is some of the authorizing paperwork that essentially gets us that much closer to closing. What we're doing here is we're going to break the transaction down into two different transactions. And Teresa has checked with bond counsel, and bond attorney suggests that we move forward in this fashion. So this first resolution essentially allows us to go forward with that contract for deed. And what we will do is we will publish this resolution in the paper, and that's what that is. Authorizes the contract for deed.
Okay.
We would need a motion, a second, and have to pass by majority vote. This is not anything that requires a super majority.
I will make a motion then to pass resolution 2025R-026.
I would second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. 3B, 2025R-027, resolution authorizing purchase agreement of real estate pursuant to contract for deed.
This is the actual purchase agreement itself. Again, we would need this to advance towards closing.
Okay, can I get a motion for that?
I would make a motion that we move forward with resolution 2025R-027.
Go ahead. I will second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. C, 2025R-028, resolution authorizing the purchase of physical assets, solar array system, and other tangible personal property.
Yes, this resolution goes hand in hand with the contract for deed. The contract for deed pertains to the real estate. You know, we have the option of purchasing some additional property with the village. As Teresa indicated, the idea is to make sure that, you know, the Meals and Wheels program continues. We would obviously need that commercial kitchen. We would also need to have Lutheran Social Services lease continue in existence. That is a part of this resolution that does generate income. I believe it's between $1,500 and $1,600 a month. You know, obviously we want that to continue. So we do have to have a personal property resolution that would authorize the purchase of some of those assets, those physical assets. Likewise, we would also be purchasing the solar array system that's associated with the building. I believe that that the village spent well in excess of $250,000 on that. It's probably closer to $275,000. That has been will be paid off by them prior to this closing. The city would be acquiring that. That also generates additional income. So, and then likewise, very similar to the contract for deed, all of this can be paid off early as we sell other properties. There is no prepayment penalty. And the final thing that I'll mention on this transaction is we're not incurring any bonding costs. So we would need to go forward, though, with the asset purchase agreement to acquire those physical assets.
I will make a motion that we approve 2025R-028.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
There was something in the agreement that any repairs that had to be done prior to the closing are going to be done?
They're already working on those.
Okay.
Yeah, they had some siding issues that are going to be done. There's some roofing due to storm damage.
Yeah.
So they're doing some siding, some windows, some roofing, some plumbing. They're sprinkler or fire system is being worked on. So yeah, they're going through and doing some of that. Some of it is covered under their insurance. Yeah.
Some will continue after the sale's complete, mm-hmm. and it will continue far into next year.
Mm-hmm. But it's not going to be at our expense, right?
Correct.
And then when we... With our move-in, we're going to try to keep our renovation costs as low as possible, too, right? I mean, we're not going to get it go extravagant or any of that kind of stuff.
No, the things that we're looking at right now are just mainly some security things and then the phone and internet systems. Yeah. Other than that, we're not looking at doing anything. You know, later when we get a grasp on the library, there'll be some renovation costs involved in that.
Yeah.
But until we get a handle of what that's going to look like, what the space needs, that kind of thing. But right now, it's like we did the two doors for the two offices.
Right.
And then we met with Wasika Glass, and they are going to do a proposal for the barrier wall on the fire department side.
Okay.
And then the glass that's on the north exit isn't protective glass. So they will be doing a quote to replace that too. So you'll have a couple, you know, a door lock on the entry going down the north corridor, just smaller items.
Right. Okay.
That mainly have to do with, you know, securing certain areas because it will be used as a public space, and kind of want to keep the offices and the north wing kind of secured down.
Right, okay.
Yeah, there's got to be some renovation cost to, you know, make the change over, but it'll be far less than $600,000 to fix the roof. Yeah.
Correct. Well, you have to change the locks when you move into a new building.
Right.
So there'll be some.
That's happening too.
I suppose sorry.
There'll be some doors and.
Police need to have a room for, you know, we talked about that too, that evidence room or something. Yeah. But yeah.
They need more of a secluded area where people can't just walk through their area. Part of that is, you know, they do have the evidence and they do have their BCA requirements, I'll call it that way, that, you know, outdoor public can't have access to certain things, so.
Yeah, and there's a lot of windows in the building and they're all good windows, but they're, for that evidence room, we were talking about bricking up that window, maybe some going down that road.
You were talking that siding could cover that, right?
Yeah, and Harold's already talked to them and they said that they could do that, it would.
And then put something from the inside to block it too?
Yeah, it would be incidental, so.
Fantastic.
We would just have to find out kind of when they're gonna come in, you know, have somebody remove the window and board it up and then they'll just side right over it. So, yeah.
I had a gentleman stop at the shop yesterday, the day before, hoping that we don't cover the building in graffiti like they did the rest of the town. And it's like, first I don't, well, you know, sudden, they're putting graffiti and they're painting things and it's like, okay. But no, we're not covering the building in graffiti.
Talking about murals?
I'm assuming that's what he meant.
What are we gonna do with this?
I've heard that from like three or four people.
That's out here, that we've spent all that.
Yep.
The art outside.
Historical things out here.
Yeah, oh, it'll stay there and then whenever the building is.
Move it there somewhere?
Well, it just depends, so depending on whoever acquires the building may allow it to stay there.
Oh, okay.
And what they use.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, I mean, that's yet to be determined.
Okay.
But no, it won't get lost.
No, otherwise that, I don't think that's a hard move to move it over there.
Move it down to the other.
Put it in the hallway or something.
Yeah, I actually really like what they did on one of the buildings with that giant butterfly. That looks really nice, don't it?
Well, see, it's a photo op thing, it's a.
I thought so too, but they considered it graffiti and, you know, I'm sure we're not gonna be painting things on the side of the new building, new city hall.
We're not gonna be fussy where we sit down there for our council meetings, are we? We're not gonna have to have something fancy like this or anything, do we? I mean, we could just sit at a white table.
I think we would start at a white table.
Because then it can be moved, if people need that space, you know, you can just move it, you don't have to have something permanent there.
Sure.
I'm not fussy about sitting.
I don't know that the elevations and might be an issue at some point, but well, I don't think we really have any big plans for expenses for that building for.
And.
That's what I mean, you know.
I think it's good the way it is.
Bridges that can be crossed.
Right.
Once we're there and get a feel of it for a few months and.
But you always need to be honest, somebody's gonna say, well, it's gonna cost something to renovate, yes.
I agree.
But the costs, I don't know, I hate to even make a guess, but I mean, we're probably under $20,000, right, or, I don't know.
Well, it depends on what the glass is gonna be.
Yeah.
The separation, that can get very expensive.
I'll say under $50,000.
I think it's a good plan, or everybody's plan, that we just slowly work our way into that space.
Yes.
Kinda wanna see how it functions first.
Exactly.
Before you do anything.
You do need to, but I know some of our citizens, if you say there's gonna be no cost and then there are, then.
There's always cost involved in everything.
I'd like to say there's gonna be some cost, but not nearly as much as fixing the roof.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's just like when you move into a brand new house, well, it's brand new, what does it need? Well.
It would be nice, to see our audio and visual that we wanted to do here, which we, it'd be nice to see some of those things develop along the way.
It would, but everything costs money.
Yeah, but slow is the direction that I think we should go. So, awesome. Okay, motion to adjourn?
I would make a motion to adjourn.
I'd second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
I don't even want to go back to the shop.
Chris, I seen that I had the date.